Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Chilean police murder Mapuche activist in logging dispute. The Mapuche people in Chile have been struggling against national and transnational forestry companies and against the Chilean state to recover their lands for years now. The encroachment of monoculture tree plantations in the southern Chilean regions, where the Mapuche population is over 337,000 inhabitants, has involved Mapuche territorial ethnocide. The scarcity of land and the cultural and environmental destruction of the ecosystem of the communities neighboring the plantations has made many of them rise up in self-defense. However, the economic power of the companies under the sponsorship and protection of the Chilean state represses any Mapuche mobilizations, either through the courts, the police, or through action by third parties. Many have fallen in the Mapuche struggle to recover their territories, and a further victim has just died in the hands of the police at the service of the forestry companies. On the 7th of November, in the grounds of the Fundo Santa Lucia, presently in the hands of the Forestry Minico Company, one of the Chilean police's most brutal and merciless raids, 17-year-old Edmundo Alex Lemen was seriously wounded by a bullet in the head shot by the Chilean Carabineros Corps. On the 12th of November, the youth died in the hospital. His crime consisted of participating in an action carried out by his community in an attempt to recover the Fundo Santa Alicia in the hands of the Minco Forestry Company, one of the most powerful forestry groups in Chile. The death of Lemen, a victim of repression in the midst of struggles for territorial rights, is mourned by the whole Mapuche people and is generating extreme tension in the zone. We encourage you to convey your solidarity to the Mapuche people and to the family of Edmundo Alex Lemen at this difficult time and to support them in their hard struggle for their rights. This story is based on information from the Mapuche Express forwarded by the World Rainforest Movement. Sierra Nevada timber sale shut down. On November 1st, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals issued a preliminary injunction banning the logging of live trees within the 1,700-acre Starfire timber sale on the El Dorado National Forest in California. Ignoring scientific research published in a peer-reviewed journal by the center biologist Monica Bond, the Forest Service exempted itself from logging restrictions in two California spotted owl habitat areas. The agency claimed that the forest fire rendered the forest unsuitable to owls and thus could be logged. Bond, however, studied owls on the El Dorado National Forest for 3 years before publishing a scientific article entitled Short-Term Effects of Fire on Spotted Owl Survival, Site Fidelity, Mate Fidelity, and Reproductive Success. This study demonstrated that spotted owls continue to use burned forests. The story came to us from the Center for Biological Diversity. 20,000-plus caribou return to the Yukon after 50 years' absence. Described as a sight that has not been seen in 50 years, the 40-mile caribou herd is coming home to the Yukon. Half of the herd, more than 20,000 animals, have crossed the Yukon border from Alaska and recently crossed the Yukon River at 40 Mile near Dawson City. The herd was once the largest in the Yukon and perhaps the largest in North America. Its range spread from Whitehorse to Fairbanks, Alaska, and east again to the Dawson City area. In its heyday in the 1920s, the herd numbered 500,000 animals, but by 1975, the herd was down to about 5,000 and almost disappeared altogether. As the herd declined, so did the size of its range until it no longer migrated into the Yukon. The herd today boasts a population of about 50,000 animals as a result of a successful recovery program and strong cooperation between the Turandot-Wetchin, the Yukon, and Alaskan governments, and dedicated biologists on both sides of the border. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come and find us in the fence.